from the University of Alaska at College. This is Your University with your host, Dean Werner.
The head of the English department at the University of Alaska is currently in rehearsal for a musical melodrama which he wrote several years ago and produced at the University of Tulsa. He's Dr. Jim Wilson, head of the English department at the university and professor of English. Jim is with us to tell us something about his musical, Perils of the City, which he collaborated on with Beaumont Bristol, who is now head of the drama department at the University of Tulsa. Jim, how did you come together with Mr. Bristol to write this musical?
This was in 1947, Dean. The year before, when I had completed my short stay with the United States Army and was returning to complete my undergraduate work, I went to the University of Tulsa. I've always been interested in music since I can remember. And that's so long ago that I can hardly remember when that was. But at any rate, I was always interested in music. I wanted to write a show, a student show, and fortunately this came about. It was successful in itself, although it lasted only an hour, and we thought that it surely was lasting 5 hours. At any rate, besides that experience, it was the first show that I'd ever written all of the music for. And then being in a couple of the drama productions that year, one of which was a musical written by Beaumont Bristol, the following summer I learned with great pleasure that Mr. Bristol was going to be a member of the staff of the drama and speech department at the University of Tulsa. So that when he arrived in the fall, we met. I played some of the first show music for him and hoped that he would be impressed enough to say, "Oh, please let me write a show with you." It didn't work out quite that way, but we did start writing a show. Mr. Bristol had many years of experience writing musicals essentially with a musician in Philadelphia, which was Bristol's hometown. I think that for many years they wrote and continued to write after this show of ours, a show a year. At any rate, we began work on a show. My work essentially consisted of just waiting for him to revise a very well-known drama, The Ticket of Leave Man. This had first appeared in 1862 or 1863 and was the first smash hit melodrama of the English stage, introducing Hawkshaw the detective, a figure of great renown, modernizing the show, moving it from England to the United States, moving the time from the 1860s to the 1890s, and then letting me see the lyrics that he thought would be best for the show. He wrote very quickly. I happened to be a quick writer also, so that in approximately 2 months we had written the first version of the show, full length. It actually ran 2.5 hours when we first did it, and we had a complement of 16 new songs. However, we did ultimately rewrite some of the show, and I think the reworking of the show essentially was valuable in the sense that for 3 songs, which I have always felt are the best ones in the show, the music happened to come first and lyrics were written by Bristol for my tunes.
Now, this show will be performed May 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Alaskaland Civic Theater. And it opens the summer season for Alaskaland. We don't get many musicals in Fairbanks, locally produced. Jim, why is that?
Well, I suppose there certainly is interest enough, as we know from seeing the great success that the Fairbanks Light Opera Theater has had with their opening production of the Gilbert and Sullivan show earlier this season. And Lee Salisbury at the university has been very much interested in producing a musical a year on the average. So there is a lot of interest in them. They are expensive. As you know from looking at the commercial theater, the Broadway show will cost anything from $500,000 to even as much as over $1 million to mount. And in contrast, a regular straight show will cost considerably less than that. Amateurs, of course, don't have to spend that much money. They don't have it to work with ordinarily. So that the expenditure here is essentially more simply because, in contrast with the straight show, where you do have to have actors, director, technicians, lines to be learned, in addition, the musical calls for musical rehearsal, songs, dances, ensembles. Ordinarily, you have a much larger cast. This show, for instance, calls for at least 25 actors, and hopefully we'll have from 10 to 15 technicians.
Thank you. Our guest today has been Dr. Jim Wilson, head of the English Department at the University of Alaska. This is Dean Warner.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.